We have a representative from the United States, Brian Dunn, Monsieur Héroux, who you saw yesterday, who comes just from Toronto, Senor Roque, who comes from Ecuador, Roque Espinosa, and Hector de la Cueva, who spoke three times yesterday, so I presume everybody has seen him, who's from Mexico.
This new explosion of a semi-violent, you know, very militant, very dedicated protest movement was rising up in North America and in Europe. And for those of us who've been involved in the anti-globalization movement for a while, it did come as a bit of a surprise, I think, the amount of energy and the amount of passion that were finally that was being finally sparked by this so-called new movement. What didn't surprise us was, or what we didn't look at this as, was a new beginning necessarily, or maybe it was a new beginning, but it certainly wasn't the beginning of the anti-globalization movement. For those of us who've been organizing around issues of globalization in North America, this was a necessary phenomenon, but it was something that we saw as part of a long process that began probably around the time that we were organizing very seriously around NAFTA, which, you know, was 1993 in the United States. We began doing a lot of work around NAFTA, trying to resist the passing of NAFTA in the U.S., where it had already been passed in Canada, I believe. And we were trying to find new ways to grapple with these issues that were being put in a new way through neoliberalism. They were being portrayed and presented through new languages and through a new economic language that's entire purpose was for people not to be able to understand it. So it was not the kind of thing that lended itself well to popular organizing, to conducting outreach, to talking to your neighbors. So those of us who have a community organizing focus were having a very difficult time drawing connections between these global issues, these issues of globalism, and people's everyday lives in the United States or in Canada. It was around the time of the initiation of the Zapatista uprising on January 1st of 1994 that we realized there was, in at least some communities and at least some cultures, a very direct connection, a very direct impact that was able to be articulated to everyday people, to common people. And that was inspiring to us. So for myself, personally, in the United States, as an organizer, as an activist, it was around 1994 that I realized that somehow it was going to have to be possible to open the eyes, to capture the imaginations of everyday people the way the Zapatistas had done in southern Mexico. And not only was it an inspiration, but in many ways it was an instruction. We began looking to the Zapatistas, to this culture that most of us had never even heard of, who spoke a language that most of us didn't speak, and we began taking lessons from them. We began saying, not how can we be Zapatistas, you know, and do exactly what they're doing, but how does that translate to our own communities, to our own part of the continent in the north, and a few of the lessons that I learned there are, I still think, the lessons that need to be learned more broadly in the anti-globalization movement in the U.S. and Canada, and those are particularly that we organize as communities, and that we need to develop a culture of democracy, as one translation might put it, where the Mayan culture has for 500 years been a culture of resistance because it's been imposed upon itself. Resistance has been imposed upon the Mayan people. We actually are going to have to rethink and redevelop that sort of culture, that sort of feeling of resistance, the sort of everyday life resistance that has long, for Native American peoples in the North as well, been an everyday experience. We have to, with everyone else in our communities, learn what it is to not just be a passive consumer, but to be an active and aware participant in our lives. And that's the kind of thing that we're unfortunately going to have to develop where there are now vacuums. But it's also going to be a necessary thing. We're seeing it in the streets. We're seeing it manifest itself in the streets where there are all sorts of cultural expressions, from circus types of expressions and puppetry and poetry and parades in the streets that are now reinvigorating demonstrations where they used to do this 100 years ago, variations on these types of things. And these are the themes that are going to bring people out, that are going to make them feel like it's more than just a politic. It's actually going to have to become a life. Another interesting phenomenon, I keep referring to things as phenomenons as though they're strange, but they're not really, that we recognize in the Zapatista movement is the use of democracy at the community level to direct the strategy and the tactics that we're employing in the streets, that we're employing in our overall community organizing efforts, in our national scale and international organizing efforts. We need to start drawing concrete structural connections to the community so that the community feels that they have an ownership of our movement, that they have a participation in our movement and a say in our movement, and that, that democracy, that culture of democracy, extends into an actual institutional structure where people can have a say. And I'm not just talking about in directing us what issues or what giant conventions to focus on, but to start taking account how we draw the connections between globalism and our own communities. And I think, well, I'll focus on that for a second. What we've seen in the last year are a lot of exciting demonstrations. And Gaetan spoke yesterday about what happened in Toronto on June 15th, and I'm sure he'll touch on that again today. That was sort of what I see as one end of exactly what needs to be happening. And the other stuff was represented, the other type of thing is represented by the events in Seattle, in Washington, D.C., in Windsor, in Calgary, where we're taking on globalism itself, and not necessarily, unfortunately, the manifestations of globalism in our own communities. And we need to pull these things together. We need to be saying, if we can do that, we are not going to awaken, or however you want to put it, raise the consciousness of people throughout our, of normal people, of everyday people, the people that we're always trying to reach but don't consider ourselves necessarily a part of. And that is where the role of community organizing is going to have to come in. There's this thing that I refer to now that I call the downtime, which is the time that's spent between these major demonstrations. And essentially, that is the time where we have to be returning to the community organizing ethic, where we have to be in the streets, door to door. The stuff that I personally don't like to do and don't feel like I'm very good at and am uncomfortable doing, I'm relearning because it's now necessary. If I want, I go to these big demonstrations and I leave my little working class community and I head out across the country and I come back. If my neighbors don't know why I went, then I don't feel like I've succeeded, no matter what we've done in the streets in Seattle or in Washington or in any other big city. So these spectacles have to be connected. Otherwise, our movement simply not only can't grow, but can't get the type of support that's necessary early on, where you've at least got people understanding and they can translate what the media is telling them, what the mainstream media is telling them, and they can read between the lines or behind the lines and say, all right, I really know why these people are out there, and they're not a bunch of lunatics, and I really know what they're doing out there, and they're not all a bunch of, you know, violent maniacs. And we can also, hopefully, get them to feel some of the passion that has driven us out into the streets in the first place. That's the passion that's going to bring them out into the streets. So I guess if I have a lesson or a message that I feel is important about the role of the radical activist in the next few years with regard to the globalization movement, it is in many ways to return to the role of the community activist, to really draw those connections and really make sure that our movement, which has inspired me like nothing since the Zapatista uprising did, which has made me feel invigorated, which has made me want to be out in the streets once again. In order for that to mean anything beyond what it has already meant for all those of us who've been involved, which is undeniably wonderful, for it to go beyond, it is going to have to reach new people, it is going to have to seem important to them, it is going to have to feel important to them, and we're going to have to build on and expose our successes that we've already encountered, that we've already achieved. We're going to have to explain to people that success is what makes it beautiful, that we can win, that we will win, if and only if they participate and get involved. So I'm hoping that all of us will be returning home, and in this downtime leading up to Quebec City, that's exactly what we'll be doing. Thanks.